Hello, everybody. My name is Jacob, and welcome to the Epileptic Gamer Podcast. 3 episodes in a month. More importantly, 2 weeks. This feels weird, doesn't it? But nonetheless, it is true we are living in the correct timeline. I also, if you did not know, have 2 gameplay videos up on this said topic. Stunner Blade. What is the controversy around this game? There is two controversies that we can be talking about right now, and that's worked out. But the first one, the initial one was completely unintentional, and I can see how it's just completely unfortunate and how the dominoes land in this situation. So, apparently, you can find photos of this online of people that broke the game's heartlink data and they were able to play the game early. Well, you can do your own research about it, because I am not going to say it because I fear I might get taken off the air. But there's a hard, graffiti hard, and a sign with just a big R. Not going to tell you why that's controversial, because yes, it's my job to inform you about these things, but I'm not going to tell you why. If you want to find the context online, it's all yours. Google is a thing. You obviously came to me by Google. Go to find that by Google. But that's not really the point here. The point is, people really got up in this, and rightfully so. In the context of what that means, yeah, that it was probably a good idea they removed that, and they shockingly did. They hopped on it in a heartbeat, and that, good for them. Good for the developers. You don't really see them, at least not a lot of developers, openly say, oh shit, we screwed up. We should probably get on that. But no, they did. They owned up to it, and I believe their name is Shift Up. I give Shift Up the props they deserve. Golf clap to them. And I think that they absolutely deserve at least some sort of praise on that end, because if this was Rockstar Games or Santa Monica Studio, I guess Santa Monica would probably fix it. They make, I believe they make MLB The Show. I could be wrong. It's early in the morning. My brain isn't turned on yet. Sorry. So, long story short, for at least in this side of things, the way that the things are spelled out and how close they are together means a not so pleasant word in the slur dictionary. Again, look it up. Not going to be your dictionary today because I don't want to get canceled. So, the fact that they removed it shows that they actually care and they want this game to be a success and that they are listening to people. So, I'm happy about that. It's always nice to have people that care. It's always nice to see developers give a damn, because there's not a whole lot of them that would do that. They would just leave it there and call it a day. They could leave a bug there and be just like, no, now it's a feature. Congratulations. No. Shift Up, I believe is their name. I'm going to call them Shift Up until someone corrects me in the comments on YouTube. Which, once again, you can watch Stunner Blade gameplay on YouTube. But until some of you guys correct me in the comments, I'm calling them Shift Up. So, why is this a bad thing? It's not. It's an honest mistake, which I'm sure the developers didn't even think about. They probably realized that at the very last moment when someone caught it. And the fact that someone did catch it, it's nice that they did and they pointed it out without making a big deal out of it. Then again, the internet being the internet, that's when it became a big deal. And it just blew up to unknown proportions that are beyond wildest dreams. So that's controversy number one, which is less than ideal for the game's launch, but it has launched with like 8 out of 10s and 3 out of 5s. It's got decent launch scores, and good for it, because as I'm playing it, the swordplay is great. I love the game so far, and there's a couple characters that you look at, and it's like, I don't trust this person. So, it's conveniently a great game. And I say conveniently great, and that sounds weird, but let me make it make sense for you. A lot of games that come out are just remasters. Tomb Raider, for example, they just remastered the first three. They're remastering, I think, the new one of the Need for Speed games. They just remastered GTA. They remastered a lot of stuff. And, well, back then, those games were great. Oh, they remastered the Star Wars collection. This is the perfect example. Back then, those games are great. But now, when you have this brand new hardware, and sometimes they can't be great. Sometimes you leave things where they are in the past, and you let people play them on their past consoles where they were meant to be played. But I digress. It's conveniently great because that's what we needed right now. A conveniently great game. Helldivers 2 was conveniently great because it was a fresh IP that we haven't seen in a while. It's called Helldivers 2. I know it's a series, but it's a great game. Just in general. Like, I'm playing F1 Manager 23. I'm not even a fan of Formula 1, but it's a great game overall if you're a fan of simulator games or Formula 1 games. I think it's fun, and I never thought I'd say that. That's a sentence I just said. But now, on to the second controversy, which it isn't controversial at all when you look at it. So, people have been criticizing the game's design. More specifically, Eve's design, since it got announced. It was called Project Eve when it came out. And here's the timeline. It's called Project Eve when it got announced. Trailer comes out, says it's for Xbox Series X, PC, and PS5. Cool. Everybody gets to play a brand new game. That's, like I said, great. But at the same time, later on, PlayStation 5 gets it exclusively. That's not so good, but you know what? Xbox does the same thing all the time when they acquire studios. Turnabout's fair play. And I ain't gonna get into that because that's a whole can of worms that will take up roughly 40 minutes of this episode. So I'm only gonna go shorter. So now we fast forward a few years and you see official gameplay and you see what Eve looks like. People aren't happy because how people think that she is over-sexualized. And I get it. I can understand why at least some parents will be looking at this game like, I don't like child playing this. Okay. I'm going to solve your problem right now. It isn't a controversy. It's not the game's design that's the problem. It's how weird the internet can be when it comes to stuff like this. That's the problem. The game's design, it's not censoring. They changed one costume, and people made a whole petition that now has 30,000 signatures, I believe. Like, they changed a costume. And they even announced it's the final version. And it's called the Holiday Bunny costume. Yeah. It's called that. There's a lot of interesting stuff in the game. I haven't seen it myself. I'll probably unlock it eventually. But you can look at side-by-side photos, and it's not the game itself. It's not the design itself. It's how creepy people are making it to be. And that's not a good thing. That's what's killing the game. And the fact that the director of the game had to come out and say that this is the final product, we're not changing it, goes to show that your actions have consequences, and if they open up a new can of worms, then, well, that's not good. It's like, because once censorship starts getting into video games, even if it's a little bit, then, best way to say this, that's okay. I mean, again, with the whole hard and R situation, that's fine. I can see that. But eventually, once it gets into one thing, it's going to get into other things, then more things, then more, and then the game just doesn't become a game anymore. It becomes something that everything just gets completely censored, and it's not even fun to play. So, it's not even the game's model at this point. It's not even the video game itself. Yeah, it launched a controversy, but guess what? What game doesn't? I can name you about 30. So, it comes down to the point where you just need to grow the hell up. Because if you don't, then you're going to live off what? Oh my god, this game had this character that was over-sexualized. Look at Mortal Kombat. Come back here then. Look at Mortal Kombat 1 and Mortal Kombat 11. Look at all the female fighters in that game. Then come back to me. If you think Eve is bad, oh, you're going to have a fun time looking at Mortal Kombat's characters. Just, and it's like, before you say that's par for the course, well, then why can't Eve have that same conversation? It's par for the course on Eve then. Because if you're going to do over-sexualization on things, apply that to every game that has that. Not just one. That's not fair on Shift Up. That's not fair at the Star Blade game in general. Or Mortal Kombat in general. I can apply this to every game known to man that has reviewing clothing. That's probably the best way of saying it without me getting in trouble. So, it really isn't controversial. It's what makes of it. Like, it's what people are making out of it. That's what makes it a controversy. Does that make sense? I feel like it doesn't. Again, it's early in the morning. It's 9:18 a.m. when I'm recording this. See a fourth wall. But I digress. It's not really controversial. It's not. It's what gamers are making it out to be. The ones that are trying to nitpick every single damn detail. The people that sound the petition, that signed the petition. And I am looking at, like, tweets online, articles online, and I don't even think it comes down to principle anymore. I think it comes down to your people's culture. And I understand Eastern culture has big laws against that kind of stuff. So you gotta censor stuff over there. But in the West, that's a different story. And we are lucky that it's a different story. And I just probably pissed off any overseas fans. I'm sorry if I did. Don't yell at me. I am very small. So, yeah, it's just overall, not a pleasant time in general, because why should it be? You guys are making a big deal out of something that's not there. And, oh my god, God forbid they change a few costumes. Okay, so what? It's not like they changed the entire character. They didn't. It's a costume. Grow up. You're going to live over a damn costume. It's not like you're losing money over the damn game. If you're going to refund the game over a costume, why did you buy the game to begin with? Because if you did refund the game over a damn costume, you might want to question your life choices a bit. But you know what? That's just me. And I am going to leave it on that. Probably because, well, one, I am coughing a bit and I don't want to cough again on mic. So, thank you guys all for joining me. My name is Jacob, also known as the Epileptic Gamer. And you guys can join me on YouTube, where I am actually playing Stutter Blade. I am having a lot of fun with it, and I hope you guys find me over there. It's YouTube. It's called just the Epileptic Gamer Podcast. Search that, and you'll find our logo. It's right there. Remember, I said our logo. A little bit of a foreshadow for what's to come in the future. Bye-bye.